and gentlemen, this is somewhat uncomfortable for me because I'm the first speaker and I don't see any chairman or chairwomen. So I'm able to introduce myself. I'm the second author on this first slide. I'm Christian Lacoe from the Netherlands. And it's my pleasure to speak about a project that we started a year ago with the first author. She was the initiator of this project, and unfortunately she can't be here, and I will do the presentation. This presentation is about an experiment that is quite interesting for several US states and also for American policymakers. The Minister of Health of the Netherlands happened to be in Washington DC just a few days ago. In my country, an experiment in health insurance reform is underway that should be of interest to the several US states currently reforming their own health insurance systems as well as federal policymakers. Developments in the health reform of insurance in the Netherlands make its experience pertinent for the US. Its population size is similar to several US states, and it shares with other European countries and the US a rapidly increasing expenditures. Cultural values include also an acceptance of individual accountability combined with respect for an entrepreneurial orientation. In this presentation, we first examine the organizational and structural components of the so-called Dutch Health Insurance Act, including the logic of competition that is intended. Then we give an evidence-based assessment of its initial performance, followed by conclusion for both the US and the Netherlands. We highlight some results, but not all, if you understand. And lessons for both countries are outlined in the conclusion. The government's announced policy goals for the health insurance reform were to achieve cost containment, while at the same time maintaining the Dutch tradition of strong social solidarity and universal coverage. Some viewed it as the culmination of a logic evolution toward more systematic regulated competition. This presentation is based on the following research. You see that on this slide. The Dutch health insurance reform has several goals. Of course, reducing costs, and you can understand why, but also increasing choice, and you see their quality and efficiency, and also maintaining access, that's important in this country. The sale of health insurance policies is highly regulated under the new law. It gives a play field for price competition between largely for-profit companies. The purchase of basic health insurance is mandatory in my country. Almost all residents are required to purchase a basic health insurance package of mandated services, with a few exceptions. Even fines and penalties are in place for those who ignore this law. The basic health insurance package must include ambulatory medical care, defined dental care, prescription pharmaceuticals, and some other services. There is also an additional supplementary coverage for expanded dental care, physical therapy, etc. To ensure that only viable business entities participate in the health insurance market, insurance companies in this country are closely regulated and are required to be licensed by the Dutch Central Bank. Most residents of the Netherlands pay about 1,100 euros per year per person. For basic health insurance in the first year, 2006 of the new program. But premiums, ladies and gentlemen, are only a part of the cost of the healthcare in the Netherlands. Employers pay 6% of their employer's salary, and the self-employed and retired pay 4.4% of their income. Discounts, and this is very important, discounts of 10% are available on policies sold to groups. The Dutch health insurance reform explicitly encourages purchasing groups because they are expected to have leverage to pressure insurance for quality improvements. Insurance companies in the Netherlands are required to sell the closely regulated basic health insurance policies at a set price, that is what we call community rated, to all who wish to purchase this guaranteed issue, as we call it, without exclusions. However, and you need to understand, they may pick and choose to whom they sell supplementary policies. And the vast majority of my city citizens do purchase supplementary policies. To enable compliance with the law requiring everybody to insure him or herself a progressive income-based sliding scale subsidy assists about 30% of the population to purchase a health insurance policy. So this is a subsidy instrument. The health insurance reform in the Netherlands anticipates and seeks to discourage what we call cream skimming and cherry picking by insurance companies, because these tactics would undermine fairness and circumvent policymakers' intent to increase market competition on quality and price. The incentive to discriminate on the basis of personal characteristics and to market policies only to healthier groups are great. This is because the cost of health care for extremely ill patients is, as you know, very high. We have also a board, the Dutch Healthcare Authority, and that has strong enforcement powers to ensure that neither large provider groups nor insurance companies practice predatory pricing, as it is called. To control gaming by insurance, the new health insurance law includes regional policy sales, and that requires that the largest insurance companies offer insurances throughout the countries and not just in regions and neighborhoods where the population is healthier. Most important, risk compensation aspects of the new law offer substantial equalization payments to insurance companies that end up with a disproportionate share of the most costly patients. This risk equalization plan is not perfect, but most policymakers agree that the current plan is optimal. Economists reason in my country that if market competition is to control the price of insurance policies and at the same time encourage qualities, consumers must act as critical purchasers. Research from my co-author and myself shows that this goal is debatable. You're all waiting for results. Now the results are coming. Total healthcare cost increases in the Netherlands started to decline 2 years before the healthcare reform, and the implication of the Health Insurance Act in 2006 has not reduced the rate of increase further. the Central Bureau of Statistics of my country reports that the total cost increased 4.4% during the first year of the reform. And individual health insurance premiums rose about 8 to 10% for the first year of the program. There were also initiatives for personal responsibility. There was a rebate introduced, but this was not a success. It was replaced by a deductible that will come into practice in 2008. Economic theory assumes that if private sector market competition for health insurance is to work in the long run, there must be many, many insurance companies offering policies at a price that, while it is still low, still permits a fair profit. Now, what you see, there are many companies, but there are only a few large players increasingly dominating the market. Health insurance companies registered large losses in 2006, the first year of the introduction of the new program, and those losses rose at an increasing rate for each quarter throughout the end of the year. We found that the Dutch Central Bank does not appear to be worried about performance problems in the first year and maintains that the sliding scale government subsidies, which I spoke about, and other cost reductions will reduce the impact of these increases on the consumer. It observed that insurance companies have lost money indeed in 2006, but that the 2007 premium increases would offset those losses. However, we found that this was not the case in the early 2007. Economists argue that if market competition for health insurance is to contain costs without direct government intervention, insurance must bargain more effectively with health service providers, especially doctors. Reducing their operating expenses is not sufficient because these costs amount in my country only 7%. Therefore, insurance companies were told by the government that they must have greater control over healthcare expenses by referring their clients to more efficient healthcare providers. However, we found that there is little or no evidence that the insurance companies so far have making inroads on this front. Most important also, the consumers. National surveys show that consumers were well aware that healthcare premiums were more expensive after the implementation. The Dutch Institute for Public Opinion found that two-thirds of the respondents were worried about the financial impact of the program on their personal financial status. And along the same lines, a voluntary poll of more than 6,000 union members in the Netherlands reported that 70% of those who responded felt that the new health insurance reform weakened their purchasing power. Initially, Dutch consumers did indeed respond to initiatives to compare insurance plans. 20%, I tell you, 20% switched when presented with the opportunity to choose a plan the first year of the reform. This was a high level of switching. Note that before the reform it was only 3 to 4%. However, consumers have not continued to actively shopping. For the second year, we found that only 5% changed health insurance plan. This puzzled policymakers, as you can understand. Public perception of performance with the new health insurance system is mixed and satisfaction is not high. The Dutch Consumers Organization surveyed an internet panel of its members and health insurance members about the new system mid-year 2006. Only 16% liked the new system better than the old one. Many more respondents felt that the new system was worse compared to the previous system. However, I must add that the proportion of moderately or partially satisfied with the system increased to about 70% at the end of the year. So we conclude that it is possible that consumers with the time adapt to the new system. I come to a few conclusions. First, it is a mistake to expect dramatic healthcare cost reductions with the introduction of regulated competition, as it is the case in the Netherlands, at least in the short term. We talk about almost 2 years. Second, regulated competition is unlikely to make voters and citizens happier. Dutch consumers are, for the most part, not so satisfied with the change. Third, and this is important, consumers, in our view, cannot be expected to act as economic models predict. The Dutch consumers will slowly adjust to the new market-based competitive system. In addition, they may not be maintaining their aggressive comparison of health insurance plan. Next, if insurance companies focus more on market share than on making profit, financial losses are likely for a period of time. And finally, policymakers sorely underestimated the opposition of healthcare providers. A large percentage of them are primary healthcare physicians who define their profession as more than simply a job. While they may well be compensated, what brought them to their career initially was also a commitment helping other people, which may many view as incompatible with market competition. The experience in the Netherlands has had little impact on policymakers in that country. The experiment goes forward with a new energy and with a confidence that incremental changes will be needed to fine-tune the model and to improve performance. In the face of initial failure to control costs, the reaction of the Dutch government has been to reiterate its faith in the free market for health insurance and to argue that was remarkable that cost containment was not an important rationale for the Health Insurance Act in any case. Few have questioned the appropriateness of regulated competition for the health services sector, but the experience of the Netherlands, in our view, should give pause to that. I come to the end of my lecture. The critical lesson for policymakers in the US is that it may be a mistake to put too many of its eggs in the regulated competition basket. Neither it is wise to draw firm and definitive conclusions from one case, the Netherlands, after first results of a short period of evaluation. I thank you for your attention. Are there any questions? Yes. I must remark, we didn't do the survey ourselves. We found reports from other institutions who did. I'm sure they did, but I have not seen the cross tables that make a separation between those groups. But I'm sure they did. We have a lot of immigrants, as there are in the United States. Yes? That's an interesting question. I must tell you, I was a Fulbright scholar 18 years ago in the United States, and even in that time there was a debate about market-oriented healthcare. I tell you a nice story. I was in the Dutch embassy in Washington here, and there was an employee who told me there would come a group of experts from the Netherlands to see the United States system. But now the most important. He told me last week we had the same commission from US experts from the Bush senior administration who would go to our country in the Netherlands to see their system. So I must say this story is already a long time going on. It started in 1989. We had a few experiments, but then the interest was going down. It was mostly because people thought that costs were increasingly growing, that the debate about a new system was starting. And I must say, a few powerful groups came together, and they were able in the former administration in my country to push on these groups. There were also patients and consumers groups behind it. So this was a very interesting coalition that brought the whole thing through. Excuse me, can you repeat the question? Well, they are looking very anxiously what the results are in the Netherlands, and they are thinking about copying it. If you have talk like this in Europe, a lot of people are coming in. Switzerland is a somewhat similar system. They're all looking at the Netherlands and Switzerland. For instance, Germany has a new administration since 1.5 years, and it's looking also about the results, thinking about copying. You have seen that I'm not so sure that is a good change, but well, we will see. Maybe they are true and I'm untrue. Yes, you were already a long time.
Yeah. How many players do you have right now, and is there any competition in the world in future acquisitions to avoid regionalization of the market?
There is a so-called Dutch healthcare authority. This is a very powerful authority. If they see groups, insurers making fusions that are not allowed, they can make an intervention. And even the European Commissioner, she happens to be a Dutch woman and she's very strict, can intervene. Any question? Insurance providers,
insurance
companies. I think about 200. I'm not sure. I must ask my 200. I must ask my wife. She's a general practitioner and she has to do with all these companies. But she's not here. Yo. No, it is because the basic health insurance is really basic. If you want to insure several other things, you better take a supplementary coverage for physical therapy, for instance, and psychotherapy. It's very basic. I saw six consultations, visits. That's in the basic health insurance. If you think you need more, or you might need once more, you better take a supplementary. You have to pay more.
What happens if they don't have an insurance?
They're not allowed to go. That is it's checked, really. You have to show your card, and otherwise you're not helped.
No,
No, if you're not, you have not the right insurance, you're not helped. Yeah? Okay. At the very end. Yes, this is a process starting. I have no results about that, but I know it's going on. Yeah. Yeah. Last question, because I want not to intervene with the second presenter. Yeah. This way. Yes, they pay for all their employees 6.6% of the income of the employees. So my wife has three assistants and she has to pay also for the people. Before it was different, then we had a universal coverage with insurance companies that didn't make any profit, and from other every euro that you earn, you have to pay for your health insurance. But it was very strict and was not very quality oriented, so we have now changed the system towards more market oriented. Yeah? And so if there are not any more questions, I would like to introduce to you José Aureliano Martín Segura. He shall speak about healthcare expenditure in Spain as related to factors of economic growth. Okay.